Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pines is approved for veteran training. Connecticut School of Broadcasting is an approved training provider for Career Source of Palm Beach County and Broward County.
Guys, let me tell you about testosterone replacement therapy. I've been getting T-shots at the men's wellness centers well over a year now, and it's changed my life for the better. Their professional staff is dedicated to getting you feeling and performing your best. Over time, they monitor your T levels. You'll have one-on-one conversations with trained medical professionals. Avoid walking into a store with a salesperson pushing a product they're making a commission off of. Don't get caught up with dangerous pills or fly-by-night companies that just want your money. If you've noticed a lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, you're not feeling sharp mentally, or you're experiencing less desire or success in the bedroom, head to the Men's Wellness Centers before taking a chance on a cheap, dangerous alternative. Men's Wellness Centers has locations in Boca Raton, Plantation, and now open in Miami. Check them out at menswellnesscenters.com or call them at 954-998-5047. 954-998-5047. That's 954-998-5047.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is 560 The Joe. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
A radio.com sports station.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Heat play in Sacramento tonight at 10. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero are not expected to play. The Panthers were blasted by Las Vegas last night 7-2. They look to rebound tomorrow against the Penguins at home. The Dolphins are expected to cut veterans in order to clear salary cap space. All-star captains LeBron and Giannis have drafted their starting lineups. No surprise, LeBron took Anthony Davis first. The All-Star game is next Sunday in Chicago. The Canes basketball team take on Florida State tomorrow at noon in Tallahassee. The Hurricanes football team is reportedly interested in Michigan transfer portal wideout Tariq Black. Miami has already landed grad transfer quarterback De'Eric King from Houston. The Marlins will hold their fan fest tomorrow at Marlins Park from 3 to 7. Fans will be able to meet players and coaches, plus take part in fun baseball activities for free. Now on to weather, brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight's forecast calls for temperatures in the mid-70s and a little bit cloudy. For the best poker tournaments in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for our poker tournament schedule, plus join us for our $75,000 guarantee March 7th through 13th. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for details. I'm Dan Day, and now we go to the South Florida High School Sports Show featuring Larry Bluestein here on 560 The Joe.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is us on a Friday evening. Welcome in as we kind of now have run the gamut on every week and every day of the week, and certainly a huge week if you're a recruiting football fan for colleges, high schools. And we will, in the next 2 hours, run the gamut of basically every school in the state. And it has, and if you heard our show on Wednesday evening from the Watsco Center, along with Joe Z and Don Bailey Jr., we kind of detailed everything that was University of Miami, and no doubt what has happened during the probably in the month of January into February has given the University of Miami fans a lot to be happy about and a lot to be optimistic about, coming off of a 6-7 season. Manny Diaz, on the way back, I'm sure, from Shreveport, Louisiana, kind of thinking some of the things that he wanted to do, and he's done them. No doubt using the transfer portal again, and as Dan Day said in his update, once again looking, exploring the opportunity to pick somebody up. I mean, and obviously it's good. The transfer portal is good. You don't want to overuse it, because then you cut out the freshmen, and you don't want to cut into your recruiting. And that's one of the things that a lot of the high school coaches and the college coaches, and the college players, kind of fear down the line that the portal is going to, take the place of, getting some really good recruits. And probably as recent as the De'Eriq King situation, where people were talking about Oklahoma as being a destination. If he went there, I don't think Oklahoma would ever get a freshman quarterback again, because they had, and Mordecai and Spencer Rattler, you had two of the best young freshmen in the country, and they had to wait for Jalen Hurts. And then the year before, obviously, the last couple of years, they had to wait on transfers to get their job done. But as I said, we're here until 8 o'clock. Big show this evening. The University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. As I said, second hour, Jake Ellman will join us. Palm Beach Post talk FAU football. About 7:30 or so, Jackie Franchulli from Gators Territory will talk University of Florida. So if you're riding home from work and you want to hear any of your schools, I'll give you a little rundown. At about 7:20 or so, Will Turner will join us talking about the University of South Florida. And 7:05, we'll talk to Coach Butch Davis at FIU, and he'll run down this year's recruiting class for you, as we will talk about that in just a minute as well with Eric Henry. We'll talk University of Miami. We'll talk Florida. We'll talk Florida State. We'll talk everybody with Rob Cassidy from Rivals.com. That'll come up around 6:45 or so. FSU, you want fans, gather around the radio or your computer around 6:30. Jamie Newberg will join us talking FSU. About 6:20 or so, we'll talk UCF with Jason Beatty, and we start our show off right around the corner here in Miami by talking about FIU, as he does quite often during the course of a season. Eric Henry will join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you must be kind of tired. It's been a long week. It's been a long recruiting season. Welcome aboard once again.
Oh, man, absolutely, Blue. I'm never too tired to make time for you, but you are correct. It has been a long week, my man.
You look at what has transpired at FIU and some of the targets that you and I had talked about, talking about Keyjohn Owens and Teddy Richardson, Theodore Richardson from Booker T. Washington. You kind of went and got some offensive line help, and Jamari Sylvester, and also Cameron Williams from Texas. While the base was South Florida, and which Butch Davis and the staff have done extremely well, they went out and they went to the Tampa area and got the kid Hayden Carlson, who's a quarterback who hasn't been playing the position that long, but certainly a kid out of Steinbrenner that did extremely well, and then Chance Coleman, who's a linebacker out of Gaither High School. And certainly they kind of strategically looked around the state, went to that area, and also got a kid that you and I talked about, a kid who was originally committed to go to University of Miami from Largo, A.J. Mathis, at linebacker. So your assessment looking at what FIU did is what?
Yeah, so I think my biggest takeaway when you look at this recruiting class, and I think in previous years, Blue, a year like 6-7, right, that was disappointing. Yes, you get the huge win over UM, and you and I have talked about that on the show a lot. But right. A year like 6-7, that would have been a year in previous years, under Ron Turner, maybe before that, that would have just nuked the recruiting class, right? You know, any type of enthusiasm about FIU that might have caused it to really dull and cause kids to go elsewhere. So I think my biggest takeaway is the fact that despite the 6-7 record, they still were able to come away with a top 3 recruiting class in Conference USA. And I mean, you know, obviously those rankings are subjective. It depends on how you really want to take a stake as far as what is what. But, you know, either top 1, 2, or 3. And then if, once again, if you use those rankings as well, the second highest ranked recruiting class as far as G5 schools in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
So then you mentioned the fact that you and I, we've talked about the South Florida kids ad nauseum, but then the next area, and this is actually tight ends coach Drew Davis, who's Butch Davis's son, it's his area of target here in the state of Florida with the Tampa area. And when I had a chance to talk to him on Wednesday, he was super excited about it. He said that, you know, hey, I personally think that, you know, it's kind of hard to judge, you know, the other areas outside of the state, outside of South Florida, Miami, Broward, et cetera. But he was really excited about the talent coming out of the Tampa area, just as it spread out. You know, this blue. Back in the day, it used to just be, you know, the Armwoods and the Plants and the Tampa Catholics and schools like those. But now he feels that the talent's really spread out elsewhere. And you're able to get a kid like A.J. Mathis from Largo or a Chance Coleman from Gaithern. Just the fact that, you know, they were able to follow up and get, the, you know, those kids are linebackers who really able to add that depth and size. And he really said, you know, they're every bit of 6'1", 220 pounds. So that's going to help the defense out as well. So those really were my biggest takeaways. And also the fact that with the coaching changes at USF, with the coaching changes at FAU, they were able to swoop in there and you know, say, hey, your initial plan might not have worked out, but if you want to stay close to home and, you know, get a good family atmosphere, you know, this is what we have to offer. And it obviously worked out well for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric Henry joining us. We're talking FIU football, and certainly the transfer portal bug kind of bit at FIU and losing a really good kicker and a guy who everybody knows is a really accurate guy with a big leg, and Borogallis, who moves across town to the University of Miami. Obviously, that kind of stung a little bit. But what about Chase Gabriel? This is a kid that they got out of Glenn Academy in Brunswick, Georgia. Strong leg, I saw. Very accurate. Does he figure to be the guy, or are they going to bring in others to compete against him as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So he figures to be the guy. Just a matter of fact that, you know, he should be the most talented kicker as far as specialized kicker on the roster. But they're going to have to bring in other guys just based on the fact that, and you talk about the transfer portal, and they lost Jose Borogallis, and they lost starting right tackle Devontae Taylor, who headed up to Tallahassee and
yes,
Florida State.
Right.
But they also lost the remaining depth, you know, those walk-on guys who you give a scholarship to, or you give, you know, a spot on the roster in case anything happens. They lost the 3 other kickers and punters on the roster. So they're going to fill it somehow, whether it's by walk-ons or et cetera. So they're going to have to bring some depth to back those guys up, whether it's punter Tommy Heatherly and then, you know, kicker Chase Gabriel. But to answer your question, yes, he's going to be the guy. And when I had a chance to speak to new special teams coach DJ McCarthy, who came over from FAU, was the former wide receivers coach over there. He said that one of the first things he did once he got the job was he went up there and, you know, gave Chase Gabriel a call. He wanted to talk to him, you know, introduce himself to him and, you know, kind of build that relationship. And he said he's really excited to have Chase come on. You know, he just is playing soccer as well. So I guess he scored 5 goals in a soccer game the other day. So he's ready to congratulate him about that, but also, you know, ready to tell him, hey, we're ready to get you down here on the football field and kick some field goals. And really quick, you mentioned the transfer portal, Blue, and you'll have a chance to talk to Coach Davis about this at 7 o'clock. One of the biggest takeaways that I, you know, got from him on Wednesday is this is a really interesting point. The way that he's kind of looking at it now, and he said this, you know, verbatim, once kids fulfill their obligation, which is to graduate, you kind of have to look at them as being up for grabs if you're from a G5 school. Because at that point, you know, once a Power 5 can come and swoop in, they can just offer things that you might not necessarily be able to.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you know, when you take a look at some of the losses, and you can never have enough offensive linemen, and I mentioned Jamari Sylvester from St. Thomas and also Cameron Williams, but the main target and a guy who's been committed throughout much of the year was Jose Mirabal from South Dade, and then also they picked up Miles Frazier from Milford Academy, so that has to be, you know, from your standpoint, somebody who has watched a lot of the offensive linemen and the lack of depth, that's got to be a positive as well.
Without a doubt. If you look at the main difference, in my opinion, as someone who's covered this team day in and day out, from the 2018 team that went to the Bahamas Bowl and the 2019 team that was disappointing and went 6-7, was the play of the offensive line. Now, sure, there were a couple of other factors, consistency, injuries, et cetera, but the play of the offensive line from day one in 2018 was stellar. You know, they were, I believe they finished 8th in all of FBS football, giving up, you know, I believe I can give 11 sacks. When you look at last year, yes, the numbers will show that they were a top three team in Conference USA and fewest sacks allowed, but it really took them about half the season to really gel and get going. So when you talk about building that depth, that's one thing. In 2018, they could easily go nine deep across the offensive line and, you know, give guys a breather and things like that. Whereas last year, up to about the eighth or ninth game of the year, it really was just a six-man rotation. Now you talk about the guys they bring in, and you mentioned Jose Mirabal. I think that's huge. You know, if he can step in and get immediate playing time as a freshman, similar to how last year's incoming freshman guard in Sione Finau did, who was named to Conference USA's all-freshman team. If he can come in and have that kind of impact, you have easily five guys across the offensive line who can start, and then you have a local guy in Mershon Miller who, you know, may start, may back up. And then you have Lindell Hudson, who will come in and maybe fill that spot that was left by Devontae Taylor, transferred to Florida State. So if they can go 7-8 deep legitimately across the offensive line, that's huge.
Good stuff. Eric, thanks so much. As usual, you know, we'll catch up with you plenty in the offseason. We'll talk FIU, and we'll talk a little bit with Butch Davis and kind of pick his brain at what he thought as well. Thanks again, and appreciate all the effort that you put in during this week.
You got it, Blue, anytime.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, as he does throughout the course of the year, from FIU joining us. Still a huge show up until 8 o'clock this evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. When we come back, we talk UCF and FSU.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.